Let's talk about some tips for choosing a niche and a product to promote as an affiliate. One of the easiest ways for a beginner to get started making money online is to promote products as an affiliate. One of the first questions that a new affiliate marketer will ask is, how do I choose a niche? That's what I'd like to cover today. I'm going to give you some tips on finding a niche and/or a product to promote and how to make sure that there's money in that niche so that you won't waste your time trying to sell a product that no one is interested in buying. If you look at blogs, article directories, forums, etc., the most common piece of advice that people give when answering questions about niche selection is to find a niche that you're passionate about. Having an interest and some knowledge about the products you're promoting can be helpful, but I certainly would not make it my number one priority. There are plenty of people that make a lot of money in niches that they start off knowing very little about or nothing about. If there's money to be made, you can learn to be interested in a particular niche. Think about it for a second. I don't know anyone who's passionate about, say, insurance, but I know people that have made a lot of money generating leads for insurance companies. If you can find a profitable niche that you're passionate about, that's great, but there are other factors that I consider more important. So how should a new affiliate marketer actually go about finding a niche or a product to promote? Well, one place to start is by visiting sites that have affiliate programs, sites like Amazon.com, Commission Junction, Google Affiliate Network, or any of the various CPA networks. These kinds of sites, they have programs that are organized by category, so you can just choose a category you might be interested in promoting and see what type of offers are available. And when you are looking through the types of sites, finding a niche or a product to promote should not be a problem. So when you see all those choices, that's the time to start thinking about your interests and what you may or may not be passionate about. And once you find a couple of products that you might want to promote, you need to try to determine if there's any money to be made in that chosen niche. The fact that there are products for sale with an affiliate program is a sign that there probably is a market for those products, but there are some other things you need to look for as well. And one thing to look for is competition. A lot of beginners try to avoid competition because they think it'll be too hard to make money, but the reason that competition exists is because there is money to be made in the first place. So unless you're incredibly lucky and have stumbled onto some new, undiscovered, and untapped niche, competition is actually a good thing to see in a market. The way I like to determine whether there is any competition and therefore any money to be made in a niche is to do a search for some product-related keywords on Google and look at the results. I look at both the organic search results and the paid advertisements. If there are a number of people paying to advertise for a particular product, then you can be almost certain that someone is making money by selling that product. Once you've chosen a product to promote and you've determined that there is some money to be made in that particular niche, you need to put up a blog or a website and start driving some traffic to it. This will be the true test of whether your niche is profitable. If you start driving traffic to your website and you're not making sales, you can test and tweak your website to increase conversions, but if you're not making money, you have to know when to throw in the towel and pick a different niche to promote. Hopefully, after doing all your due diligence before putting up a website, you'll be able to make some money once you start driving traffic to your offers.